Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
Oh my God, I actually watched the special episode of Ric Flair looking for the famous black butterfly robe.
His robe is missing?
So the WWE in their huge warehouse up in Connecticut, they're trying to get all this memorabilia back. They either got given away or stolen. And Ric Flair was the two-hour episode that ended the season. And they found it.
They found his robe?
Collectors have been spending 20 to 30 years trying to track it down. Even Ric Flair can't remember where, because he was always wasted. Well, it popped up on when they were looking for it. All of a sudden, someone went to eBay again, and boom, there it was. So it's worth...
They've named it Ric Flair's robe on eBay?
Yeah, so there's like five different robes that he wore that were important. This was the most important, and it sold for $10,000, but the WWE guys were willing to pay up to $100,000. So the guy that bought the robe off eBay heard about what this is going on, and he wanted, like, tell you what, give me the other robe, his pair of boots, and throw in $10,000. It's a deal. Well, he kept upping it, $10,000, $10,000. So he wanted the other robe, the boots, and give me like $100,000, and they did.
They gave him $100,000 for a robe.
And the other robe was worth $50,000, and those boots were worth $10,000. So it was about $160,000 to get the robe that sold for $10,000. I know.
Were you into wrestling, or were you just, you've gone all the way through the rest of Netflix?
You know, what's weird is I was into wrestling up until 12, 13, or 14 and totally got away from it. Yet for some reason, I still absorbed like modern, who the people were, the big... Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I don't know anything about wrestling. Because it was just, it seemed so fake.
Don't say fake. It's scripted. There's a difference.
Choreographed. There it is.
Choreographed.
Oh, does it affect, well, hold on. Are there wrestler people that are going to be mad if I say the F word?
Uh-huh.
For real? Oh my God, I'm going to say it 100 times.
No word will trigger a professional male or female than saying it's fake. The moves you see are real. They're real athletes.
They never announce that it's
scripted, choreographed. Yeah.
So then it feels like it's the F word. I'm not going to say it until I'm positive I'm not going to get hurt. But like if they would just say "Welcome to the show," or like it's billed like it's a sporting event.
It's called. There's a term now: entertainment, sports entertainment.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's how they get around.
Okay. I went to a tennis match. If they had a plan that he's going to throw it out and then like he's going to break his racket and he's going to do, then I would want to know that up front. You know what I mean? Like the greatest things I've ever seen happen at a sporting event are those over the top moments. And if I knew it was scripted,
yeah,
I would feel differently. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm not into wrestling either. I've never really watched it, but I am a thespian. So as an actor, I respect the hell out of it.
There you go. They're some of the best entertainers on the planet.
And they, like, is there something fake about the chair? Is it a real chair?
Uh-huh.
Then how do you hit somebody with a chair and not get hurt?
See, that's the thing. A lot of the times they're covering up or they're pulling back. A lot of times they're not.
So they really hit each other with a chair or a ladder?
It depends on the wrestler themselves. If you're an extreme wrestler, do whatever. They're throwing razor blades and Constantine or wire in this. Okay, so if you know I'm an extreme wrestler, you can do anything to me and make it look real.
Because I just heard a thing on a podcast that there was a guy who was that guy. You probably know who it is. Came in. He was like, didn't do drugs, didn't do anything. Decided, I'm going to come in and I'm going to let him just beat me to death. Let him like do the real stuff, cash out after like 5 years, and then just spend all my money.
Wow.
And he's got CTE and broken everything. But all the other wrestlers, once he came on the scene, they were like, dude, you got to stop doing this because you're making us look bad.
Yeah. Because they're still pulling their punches or.
But he let them, like, I wish I could remember his name. He let them beat him senseless.
You'll be hard-pressed to find a group of people that self-medicate more than wrestling. Seriously, they have to.
That movie was the wrestler movie. If you haven't seen that movie, you should. Even if you're not
Nacho
into.
Nacho Libre came into my head. No, I don't think it's that one.
It's literally called The Wrestler, and it's one of the saddest movies I've ever seen.
Who's it with? Mickey Rourke?
It is.
Yeah, I have seen that.
I'm not into wrestling, but that movie, I was like.
Yeah.
Because it's just, and he cuts his own head with a razor blade and matches to make it more real and stuff. And you're like,
he's at the end of his career making $50 a match.
Oh, or God.
He's cutting himself for $100. I know.
For a bunch of skinny
rednecks.
Pant guys to say it's fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing skinny pants.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.